Welcome to the In Hope Podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Preach.
And I'm Brandon. And each week we drop an episode to strengthen unity in the body of Christ.
We want you to be part of the conversation. So make sure you like, share, subscribe, and let's talk. Hey, welcome to the In Hope Podcast. We are going to have a conversation today about the blessed rhythm. And we've mentioned this before, but we're going to take a new angle at it. We want to talk about how the blessed rhythm can be a rhythm of unity, practices that pull us towards unity in the body of Christ with one another. And so we're going to come at it from that angle, and we're going to walk our way through this. If you've never heard of the blessed rhythm, you'll be getting introduced to it today, but you can also go back, check out a previous episode with Dusty Benner, and we talked a little bit about that, and we've touched on that from time to time. But just to give it to you real quick, blessed rhythm is a rhythm of being a missionary at heart. It's a rhythm of living in a way of Jesus, where you are going to be a blessing to those around you. And so it starts with the B, beginning with prayer, and then it moves to L, listening. This is engaging others in conversation with the interest of hearing what is going on in their lives, learning about them, keeping an ear open for where God may be at work in them, things that God may be stirring up, places that God could step in for them, and maybe hearing what God is speaking concerning their situations, right? And so you have that B, beginning with prayer. You can think of this in the sense of those that are loved ones nearby. Say you have a list of people you're praying for. You begin with prayer for them, and then you engage them in conversation. You listen with them. And then you have the E. This is take time and eat. There's something significant. You'll notice Jesus is usually at a meal or in between meals in the Gospels. There's something significant about being able to sit down and spend time in conversation over a meal with others. And so it shows priority, it shows intimacy and relationship, and there is a blessing in sitting with others. And this is why, especially within our homes, parents, we need to make this a priority with our kids, right? As a family of Christ, as church families, we need to make a priority. You know, we need to value the church potluck. Don't just run off. We need to sit down at the table with one another. And so you have that B, beginning with prayer, listening, eating, serving, right? Because as you're listening to them, you're eating with them, you're growing in relationship, ways of serving them, you're going to hear that from God while you're listening to them. You're going to hear that from them while you're listening to them. And then you're going to be able to serve them. And then that last S is to share. You share the gospel. You share the gospel straight from scripture. You share the gospel in your life. You share how you believe God can be working in their situations. You've built a relationship. You understand where they're coming from, where they're at, and you share from that relationship in a loving manner, not in a way of winning debate, not in a way of I'm gonna, you know, get you to pray the prayer, but in a way of knowing where they're at, loving them, and offering what you have known in your life and what you believe would be helpful to them. And so you begin with prayer, listen, eat, serve, share. And now this is something that we often talk about when it comes to being a blessing to those around us in our communities and living in a way that we're sharing the gospel, where we're planting seed. But this is today we want to take it from the angle of how this can grow us in unity with one another. Since I already mentioned that, there may be some things, you know, in your mind already as we're walking through this, and maybe we'll touch on some of the same ones. Maybe you have other things that I'm not going to hit on. I'd love to hear them. Join the conversation, right? Leave some comments, DM, whatever you need to do. Just get a hold of us and let's share. Let's talk about this. You can share with others and say, hey, when he talked about the B or the L or the S, I thought of this. What about you? Especially when it comes to this conversation of strengthening unity and the body of Christ. And so we want to start with the B, beginning with prayer, right? We have mentioned, and you will hear time and time again, how we believe prayer is one of the most powerful things you can do when it comes to building relationship with other believers. It is such a great starting point because it's so hard. It is so hard not to grow a heart of compassion, mercy, and love. If you are praying for and with others, you end up removing some of those barriers of unknown and uncertainty and the boogeyman on the other side of the aisle, boogeyman on the other side, you know, in the other denomination or whatever it may be. When you start to hear their heart and you engage in prayer for the kingdom of God with them. And so this is something to where even if you aren't fully in relationship with others yet, you can begin praying for your community, for other believers in your community, for the church down the road that, you know, instead of, you know, in a competition heart and mindset, we're praying for God to move there. We're praying for relationship and healthy relationship with them. And so I want to even just talk about the heart stance and the posture coming into this beginning with prayer, because, you know, we could take it. We could take it and then we could turn it into this idea of I'm going to pray against everything I disagree with. Right. And so we start praying against everything we disagree with them rather than actually praying for them. And when it comes to this, I want to refer us back to some of the things that we see within scripture and the prayers that are asked to be prayed in scripture, right? And so, I mean, you can start all the way from the in Genesis. One of my favorite things, especially as we're talking about the blessed rhythm, right? And being a blessing towards others. There is a thread of a common thread that you see throughout scripture, and it becomes a real big highlight in some of Paul's writing, especially if you're looking at Galatians, it's a really big, and Romans, it's a real big highlight in there of who are the children of Abraham. And the reason why this is important is because there are threads of blessing and prophecy that go all the way back to Abraham that we inherit as children of God, as followers of Christ. By being in Christ, you inherit these things. And these are the things that, you know, that Israel was looking for, the Jews were looking for. This is the things that we were invited into by Christ. And one of those things is that at the beginning of God's relationship, at the beginning of his conversations with Abraham, he tells him that I am going to bless you so that you will be a blessing to others. And so as we're talking about wanting to be a blessing, right, where we see that as, man, God is speaking this blessing over Abraham that we as believers are meant to inherit. We're meant to be, like Jesus says, the salt of the world, the light of the world, right? We're meant to bring the kingdom of God where we go. We're meant to be a blessing to those around us. So maybe instead of praying against what you disagree with, you start by just even looking at some of these blessings, some of these things spoken in scripture of the family of God and the things that we inherit. And you just start speaking that and praying that over that church down the road and your friends across the street and whatever it may be that these other believers that you want to grow in unity with, you just start praying that and speaking that over them, that Father, they will be a blessing to those around them, that those that bless them would be blessed, that those that curse them would be cursed, which should give us pause to make sure that we're not cursing them and talking, you know, bad about them, right? That and that, you know, wherever they tread, right, that where they go, that they're going to inherit that land, that God would be their shield and their exceedingly great reward, like he speaks over Abraham, and just pray those things over them. And another area when it comes to this idea of blessing that I want us to keep in mind are things that Paul, for example, asks in Ephesians, that believers, as he's going through the armor of God, right, which is another thing you can pray over them, the armor of God. He says to pray for him and to pray for all of the saints, right? And so that's one of those things, just keeping in mind these things that are asked to be prayed for throughout scripture, pray those things over them, do that. And then that in itself can even help us from, you know, diverting to just praying against those things that we disagree with. And one of the biggest things that I feel like could help us with this is the heart posture that we see with Jesus, in Jesus, through the Lord's Prayer. So if you use the Lord's Prayer as a model of prayer, and you carry that same heart posture, not a posture of knowing what's right, and when you say, you know, your kingdom come, your will be done, we're thinking his kingdom come the way that I see it, the kingdom that we have built in our mind, my will be done, which I'm saying is his will, right? You think his kingdom come, his will be done, and whatever that may be for them, not you saying what it is, but what that may be for them. And you can look within scripture and you can find some things that are usually even challenging for us, especially depending on whether this is, you know, other believers that have stances that are different than ours. A lot of times we'll find ourselves as believers on opposite sides of things because of culture and the way that we believe that the way that we think issues should be answered. It's not that we're disagreeing that there's an issue. We're disagreeing on how we think those issues should be answered. For example, when it comes to the good news for the poor, setting the captive free, right? And lots of different things that become political arguments, you know, taking care of the widow, the orphan, the foreigner, the poor, all of these different kinds of things. When it comes to the value of life, when it comes to things like, and when I talk about the value of life, I'm touching on those issues that tend to divide the aisle, right? When I'm talking about pro-choice, pro-life, and all these different things, you have these things that have become political, right? And we tend to take political stances and stances on how these things should be addressed. But what we could do in those moments is attack and pray for the issue itself, not how it should be addressed, but God, you step in and you help solve this through them, and rejoice as some of those things are met, right? Even though it may not be the way that you would have met, you can rejoice in some of the way that those things have been met, right? And the way that God is moving. And to do that, in order to do that, you would also have to be engaging in conversation with them and listening to them, right? In order to know some of those things that you can rejoice over. And so we go from that B of praying for them, coming to it with a humble heart posture, using the Lord's Prayer as a model, using scripture as a model of things that we can speak over them and pray over them rather than just pray against the things that we disagree with. And then we step in also to this place of listening, meaning we're going to prioritize hearing them. We're going to prioritize understanding them. We're going to prioritize actually even listening to the voice of God for how our heart should be towards them and things that we should be praying for them and possibly even doing for them, right? And so we're going to begin with prayer, which is a two-way conversation with God. So that should be some listening already. We should be listening to them, right? And growing an understanding of them, their views, what they're going through, understanding before trying to make our voices heard, understanding and knowing them, and then stepping into a place of also eating, right? Meaning that not only are we going to prioritize and give time towards praying for them, and not only are we going to prioritize and give time towards being in conversation with them and getting to know them, we're going to sit down, we're going to share some meals. So what's so cool about this too is that these things just kind of flow into one another. So it's not like we're having to, you know, say, oh man, I got to do all of this B, and then I got to go do all of the L, and then I got to go do all of the E. But while you're doing the E, you should also be engaging in L and B. While you're doing the L, you should also be engaging in B. And so these things just end up working together and building on top of each other. And it doesn't mean that you're adding more and more and more and more, but really you're taking the same heart of what you're doing, and you're building on top of it rather than adding another block, right? You're like stacking on top. And I want to emphasize that, because one of the biggest things that tend to take us away from unity is busyness. And so rather than like adding another block of hour, right, within your week or your day or whatever it is, no, now that time that you've been praying for them, you're also praying for them while you're listening to them. And it helps. It feeds into one another. You're praying and you're listening as you're eating. You're still you're having conversation and you're listening, right? And then so share meals with them. Part of that also comes down to invite them to your table. Like invite them to your table. That's opening up a place of intimacy. You're starting to serve them by serving them food. Right? And you know, food may not be the thing that they need. They might not be lacking food, but this is a way of showing value and hospitality towards them. And you are opening up your life and your time towards them in a very practical way. And so it helps build relationship. It helps the conversations and the listening go deeper. It helps the prayers become more focused and go deeper as well. And so you begin with prayer. You listen to them. You eat with them. And then you serve them as well. And now, especially when it comes to the body of Christ, as we're talking ministry, this could be that we're not just serving them on, you know, something they're lacking, some type of emergency situation, but this could also mean, hey, let's serve together. Let's come alongside and serve together. And this is where, believe it or not, you could actually, because again, I want to speak to this issue of we often push these things aside because we feel like we don't have time. This is a place to where if we've been in beginning with prayer and listening and eating and prioritizing and saying this is worth it, there's a value here, then something that can happen here in the serve is that now we're serving together and you can actually start winning back some of your time. Why? Because when you're serving with others, there's more that you can do, right? You begin serving. This doesn't mean, oh, we're going to serve together and I'm going to get them to take on some of the stuff that, you know, we've been doing that we want to do, right? They're going to become some of our volunteers. No, but it means that now we know our focus is growing the kingdom. We know that that's what we're about. Well, our impact can become more fruitful in times of serving together than in those times of serving alone. And so we could actually end up winning back some of our time, that because what we're doing by serving together is, we're just like when you put two horses rather than one, it doesn't just double what the horses are able to pull, right? It multiplies it by more than just the two. And so that ability of coming alongside one another, whether it's just two people or you're talking, often as we are, when we're talking to ministry leaders, now you have two different ministries of and groups of volunteers and workers coming together in order to make something happen within their community. And you get to celebrate and rejoice and go back to the table and eat and say, hey, how awesome was that, right? And listen to the praise reports and the testimonies and everything that was happening, and hear not only the good things that God was doing, but what he's starting to do and where this can go, and begin praying over where God wants to take that. And we just always end up going back. We don't leave the B, the L, the E, whether we're talking in a sense of when you're doing this as an individual to outreach and to love on your community and to see the gospel planted, or when we're talking in the sense, as we are now, in the sense of we're building unity within the body of Christ, using this as a rhythm of strengthening unity in Christ, well, then we don't leave the B and the L and the E behind, right? That's so, it's too foundational. You don't just rip it out. You stay with it. You build on top of it, and these things just flow right into one another. You think almost can think of it as like a fountain, right? When you put that bottom layer on the fountain, well, that water is being pulled from there. And then it flows into that next layer. The water that water is coming from that time of prayer. Right? That water is coming from the time of prayer. And so as we are in that time of prayer, as we're in the cave, as we're, you know, spending that end time, that up time with God, we are being hydrated. We're being filled. We're getting the rivers of living water from our time in the presence of God and hearing from him and being in the midst of the Holy Spirit and having the Christ within us and over us and around us, right? Before us and behind us. We're having that time there that brings a river, a overabundance of the Holy Spirit, of living water, right, within us. And that flows into the L, that flows into us being able to hear from God and hear what God is doing in their lives and conversation with them, and being able to hear with ears to hear that really only God can give us, and give us that ability to engage in conversation and relationship with them. And then that L, as we build and we say, you know what, we're going to stack something else on top of this. We're going to put that E there. Well, that water is still coming from that time of prayer, and it goes into the E, and then that eating, it develops into more time of listening. And then it goes back into more prayer, which goes up into the S. Right. And then, so we just see that fountain working, and we're adding those layers of the fountain, but it's all coming from the B, and then they're just flowing one right into another. And so the last one is that S. Right? That S, which when we're talking about as individuals being a blessing, we're talking about sharing the gospel with people we've built relationship with and we've been invited into a place of, they actually want to hear what God is doing within your life. You've been invited into a place of knowing them enough to speak into the situations that are happening. And when it comes to us as a church, it comes to us as ministry leaders, when it comes to us as believers trying to build unity with one another, this S of sharing the gospel, it just, what comes to my mind is now we're sharing in the gospel together. Because as we're doing these things, we are actually walking in and seeing fulfillment of what the gospel is commanding us to do, is directing us to do. We're walking in the ways of Jesus. We're actually listening to him when he says, follow me. Right? We're actually seeing the gospel fulfilled. Get this. We're seeing and in this love, in relationship with one another, we are actually seeing his commandments come true, and we're seeing his kingdom at hand in that time with one another. So much so that Jesus tells us that the world will know his church and know that we are his by our love for one another. Jesus tells us that the world would know that God sent him when we are one, when we're in these kind of relationships with one another. So as we get to that place of, we've been praying, we've been beginning with prayer time and time again, right? And going back to prayer time and time again. And we've been listening to one another, and we've been eating with one another, and we've been serving one another and serving with one another. Now we're sharing the gospel. We're speaking into each other's lives and edifying one another, reminding one another. As scripture says, we're encouraging one another with hymns and psalms and words of edification and words of knowledge and prayer for one another. And we're doing these things. We're sharing the gospel with one another in that sense, but we're also sharing the gospel with the world, because they get to see the kingdom of God at hand. They get to see transformation. They get to see a love that they wouldn't see outside of the body of Christ. They get to see a oneness in community. They get to see life transformation that they wouldn't get to see outside the body of Christ. And they get to see the kingdom of God at hand with him moving. And I'm telling you, time and time again, you see within scripture that you see God attest. He attests to his gospel with signs and wonders and transformation. And I'm telling you, if we do these things with one another, then we would see more and more testimony of how God is moving in miraculous ways and answering prayers. And these are things that we would be able to point to, and the world would be able to see that their God is alive and active. He's a God that answers prayers. He's a God that works miracles. He's a God that really builds loving community. Look how these people's lives are changed because of them following the ways of Jesus. Look how this community was changed because they had people following the ways of Jesus within it. And so we are sharing the gospel, but just even by living this out with one another, we become a gospel that people can see. We become a evidence of the kingdom of God at hand. And so you have this blessed rhythm where you can use this, and I encourage every single one of us, use this. Remember this. You begin with prayer, you listen, you eat, you serve, you share. Use that in your interaction. Walk in that in your interactions with those around you to be a blessing, because that's what we're called to do, right? But also think about this and how we can apply this and walk this out when it comes to building unity and strengthening unity with one another. You want to be a unifier? Well, then walk in this blessed rhythm of unity, right? Pray for other believers around you, other ministries around you. Pray for your community around you of believers, for the church of your city, the church of your county and your state and your country and the world. Pray for it. Begin with prayer. Listen. Listen to what God is telling you and listen to other believers. Yes, even those that you disagree with, try to grow in understanding and listening as to why do they even come to the conclusions they do? What's the heart behind it? What took them there? What are the things that we could learn from them, right? We should know that we can learn from one another even when we disagree with one another. So let's listen. Let's listen to what God is doing in their life and what God wants to do in their life. And let's prioritize that time with one another. Like I said, let's do the church potluck. Let's invite people to our table. Let's spend time together as families and let's share. Let's serve with one another, right? Let's serve each other and let's share the gospel. Let's speak words of edification and encouragement and just even the simple act. My wife did this morning to me because one of our good friends did it to her and she passed it along, right? In that we can share, and scripture talks about sharing hymns and spiritual songs. And man, you know how encouraging it can be sometimes when your friend just sends you a song that you haven't heard before with a good edifying gospel message with words of encouragement, right? And so if you've shared, you know what I'm talking about, right? You've been shared a song and it's like, oh, I needed to hear that. It becomes you know, on your playlist, right? It gets added to that playlist. That can end up being such an encouragement. And that is really just a modern day example of what Paul is talking about when he's saying, hey, share hymns and spiritual songs and these words of encouragement and edification with one another. I think sometimes we look at those things and we think, oh man, well, that would be silly, right? To be talking to each other and singing a hymn or spiritual songs. Dude, just share a song on your music, right? if you feel like that's too weird, right? Just share a song on your music, because you know we do it already. You know we, so let's get into that. Let's walk that out. Let's share the gospel with one another in all of these different ways of encouraging one another, edifying one another, speaking truth over one another, praying over one another, and share the gospel with the world. Share the gospel and help the world to see the gospel because they see it in the way our lives are transformed. They see it in the way we love one another. They see it in the way that we're living as one and the way that there is unity within the body of Christ. All right. So, hey, guys. This is a shorter one than usual because I don't want to just talk your ears off. I want you guys to think about this and I want you to think about how can I apply this. I'd really love to hear some of your thoughts on this and living this blessed rhythm, whether you've done it before, to start implementing it. You have questions on how to implement it, comment, like, share, DM. Let's talk about this. Let's not let the conversation in and let's see ourselves grow in unity, strengthening unity by practicing this as unifiers, practicing this blessed rhythm of unity, right? To strengthen unity in the body of Christ. All right, guys. So, hey, thank you so much for joining us. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Thank you so much for joining us on the In Hope podcast today. Remember to like, subscribe, share, join this conversation, and invite others to this conversation.
And if you would like to be a part of our ministry moving forward, we would love to have you jump on our support team. And you can find that on the website.